safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional.
Life hacks. What would life be without them? Like using candle wax to loosen a stuck zipper. Here's another life hack. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber with you here in Metairie. At JD Kleber on Twitter, at GCAT_17 for me over on Twitter. Buddy back in the Royal Studios will answer your phone calls at 800-998-1003. Game five of the Hawks and Bucks tonight. Giannis will not play. That is now official. We kind of expected that there. Try to get a win if you're... Obviously, the Bucks last night, Suns advanced to the NBA Finals, 130-103. Chris Paul with 41 points.
Chris Paul with six on the shot clock, guarded by Jackson. Gets a screen from Ayton, dribbles to his left, launches a three. This one rattles home at the end of the shot clock. 59, Phoenix. Payne dribbles left, gives it to Booker. Coming around the Ayton screen, launches the three, and he's in rhythm. Booker hits another jumper. He's got nine. 8-point lead. Inside, Cousins launches before the buzzer. Off glass! Count it! It'll be a three! Boogie Down Productions with Boogie Cousins. And it's 33-29. Above the three-point line, drives to his right, puts his head down, and punches it home. Oh, say it with your chest, Book.
Straight right-handed drive. Blue right back by Patrick Beverly.
Crowder quick catch and two three, and it's good. Jake Crowder starting to percolate a little bit. It's 63-54 Suns.
You can tell he feels good. That's a designed play off the inbound for him.
Booker steps back. Three ball on the way. No good from the right side. Off in the air. Rebounded by Ayton. Another offensive rebound. Crowder gets it for three. He fires, and Jake Crowder is stunned like his daddy, Corey Crowder. Booker gets downhill and slams it home. Oh, express yourself, D-Book.
Different mindset, different level of aggression, different third quarter.
CP3 has it knocked away by Terrence Mann into the backcourt. Mann pressing up on him. CP3, he stops, fires the three. Got it and one! The maestro of the mid-range taking it deep. And CP3 will have a chance for a four-point play. He's got 31, and the meter's still hot and running.
I don't know about you, but I enjoyed watching the Suns get to the NBA Finals. I am absolutely. I know there's a lot of people that are unhappy with Chris leaving and those things. I'm happy for him. Dude, 16 years. You saw him get all teary-eyed afterwards, and... That's what he had to say.
Man, I'm just so happy for all the people around me. You know what I mean? And to do it here in L.A. with the Clippers, this is my family, too. I gave 6 hard years to the Clippers. We fought hard. A lot of these fans, Billy Crystal, that's my family. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So to do it here against a team that I got the utmost respect for, I'll always be a Clipper. I love these fans. You know what I mean? But this crew right here, this crew right here, this game right here, man, since day one, they opened me. They welcomed me with open arms. Coach, we did this 10 years ago in New Orleans,
yes.
And we still got a lot of work to do, but we're going to enjoy this. And my family up top, I love y'all. Y'all see them right there? That's my game. Straight up, 16 years of this. 16 years, surgeries, hard work, losses, bad losses. But we're going to enjoy tonight. We're going to enjoy.
See, I feel like he's one of the last players that actually, you know, I wouldn't say, like, cares about, like, the game, but I mean, like, I think he respects the game.
Right.
Like,
well, I want
to. It's hard to put into words. I think you know where
it's
I'm
a
going.
Different era. It's a different era type player, and sometimes it's not a good or a bad thing. Look, the same thing, and I know Jake Madison's been tweeting a lot about this. Monty Williams is a different coach now than he was with New Orleans. He's admitted it. Chris Paul said it too. Two young guys, his first job as a head coach, Chris coming into league, they butted heads a lot. They've said that. Again, 16, 17 years later, things have shaped and changed them. They're perfect for each other now, right? Like, everyone sits there and goes, we had Monty. That Monty Williams is not the Monty Williams that's coaching right now.
Right.
But,
I mean, those two guys grinded the past 10 years to get to where they are. Yeah. It's not like they just joined a super team.
Well, earlier, Monty saying, I mean, it was like Randy Ayers has been with him through Willie Green. A guy that has been thrown out there as a possible head coaching candidate for the Pelicans.
And I think they gained a lot more respect than if they would have did it another way and just joining it and then trying to win it a year after. I understand that it was only a year, but you have to understand the whole process.
Now,
that
you
went
know
into
you've
it.
Been in the studio with me, even though the spring semester you were in class a lot. Every week I said, I don't understand how Chris Paul is not the MVP.
Yeah.
Every week, I'm like, I don't know what games you're watching. Yes, Devin Booker's good. Yes, Aiden is talented. Yes, you had that guy puts him at a different level. I have no idea how that guy was not selected as an MVP. He wasn't even in top three, Jordan. Like, it's, I think, what, he got a vote? I think he got a vote. This is Screaming A and Michael Wilbon on SVP about last night's game and where you put Chris Paul. And then Jordan's going to give us an interesting stat or two from the Phoenix Suns because he thinks this may be where the Pelicans could be. To which I would say, I still need to find out some pieces. But again, Mark Jackson, ESPN, saying Brandon Ingram was with Trajan Langdon last night at the game. So it's going to be B.I. and Zion moving forward. Screaming A.
I got to go back to the beginning of it when he first knew he was going to be traded, and it's know-how, it's poise. It's intellect, it's toughness, all of those things. There's so many more, but I think at least those few sort of represent all that Chris Paul is. And he really wanted to come here, come to here, meaning Phoenix, of course. And I probably shouldn't tell this story. I'm going to tell it quickly because it's an off-the-record story. If Chris gets mad at me later, I'll put some money in a little jar.
It's right. Fine.
But, you know, we're working on a project, a Chris Paul-generated project. And so we're doing it on Zooms in the summer and in the early fall. And during one of the Zooms at the end, Chris says, what are you going to do now? We're done. I go, I don't know. I'll go out and hit some golf balls. He says, I need a favor. I said, what? He goes, can you help me look for a house in Scottsdale? I'm like, why would a guy who's already in L.A. with his family need a house in Scottsdale? And I said that, and he just pauses, and he says, think, Mike, think. And I said, it took me a while, and I went, oh, my God, this could happen. And what he talked about down there is the order that he talked about it. I mean, Booker, there were all those people involved, but Devin Booker was the big, 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 big part. He, like the late, great Kobe Bryant, looked at Devin Booker very early on, and they each saw something that drew them. Mm-hmm. They liked, loved everything about him. And so Chris wanted to play, with Devin Booker, and he thought this could work. He thought it could work before anybody else thought it could work, other than maybe Devin. And so, but all of those things characterized the way Chris felt about coming to the Phoenix Suns at the beginning of the season.
You know, Mike Wilbon isn't the only one with an off-the-court story about Chris Paul. As you well know, Scott, Michael Wilbon, I executive produced a project, Why Not Us, with Chris Paul for ESPN Plus earlier this year. And a lot of times we found ourselves talking off the record about what he felt about Devin Booker. And let me tell you something about Chris Paul. He's not well-liked by a few people in the NBA because he's an acquired taste, Scott. He's okay. A guy that gets in your face, in your mug. He's incredibly demanding. He pulls no punches. He holds you accountable. That ain't for everybody, but here's what you need to know about him. As much as he's not liked by some people, he's loved more by others and universally respected by everyone because of his leadership ability. And so when you see him with his teammates in Phoenix and you see the way that they have this level of adulation and affection for him, what that means is they've bought in. They recognized a long time ago that this guy that is an acquired taste, if we acquire that taste, we might just be champions one day. That's the kind of talk that they were having during this season when they were one of the top two teams in the Western Conference, and it came out tonight to reach fruition. This is about the leadership of Chris Paul. A game six, a closeout game, fresh off of Paul George dropping 41. What does he do? Does he answer with 25 points and 15 assists? No, he drops 41.
Real answer.
With 8 assists in 35 minutes with 0 turnovers. I'm sorry. It is the most special performance of his career, and it happened on the same night that this man is going to the NBA Finals for the first time in his 16-year career.
His greatest, I think his greatest performance. Not his best performance.
Yes, his greatest.
One of the things you were saying, too, is like, yes, and that's why we've had a couple of guests, and nationally, I want to say, a national guest said probably Atlanta would be more of a closer blueprint. That maybe the Pelicans sort of do turn things around quickly and things of that nature. They have Devin Booker. Again, you could throw me the Zion. I hear you. But Devin Booker's darn good. Really good. And what you heard in that 3-minute bite there was some of what Chris Paul said after the game. He said the reason he came to Phoenix was Devin Booker. The Pels can turn things around quickly. They can be the Suns. They can be the Hawks. Who's Devin Booker? Again, I don't know if I'm making too much of it or not.
Right.
But that article, 90 games and you're complaining. 90 games and family members want you out of here. I'm not saying Devin Booker didn't say I'm out of Phoenix. I don't know. I haven't followed enough. I'm not saying that maybe there weren't rumors that they should trade him because I know they were, right? Well, because when he was so good and they weren't winning, everyone was like, somebody go get him.
But
somebody
it wasn't after 90 games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And also, he was a star. I'm not saying Zion in. But that's all, again, and maybe you can tell the tone of my voice. There's a lot more game that needs to happen before I start demanding things. That's just me. I could be completely different on that. But we're literally listening and watching why a Hall of Fame player wanted to go play with that guy. Not only because he was good, but listen to what Monty Williams has to say about Booker.
When he's elite on the offensive side of the ball, he's playing that way, but it's under control. You know, when we say 0.5, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have the ball. It also means, you know, body movement without the ball. And I think when you have body movement, when Book has the ball, it creates more opportunities for him so the defense can't shift and load up on him. But from his perspective, he's seeing a ton of bodies. One, because we could hold the ball at times. And two, the guys next to him who aren't being guarded or who don't have the ball, if they're stagnant, that creates a wall for him. So we have to have great movement when he has the ball. But for sure, we want him either shoot it, pass it, drive it, do what he's done all year long. He's been efficient for us in that environment.
I know there's two different players, two different body types, but could Zion not be that Devin Booker guy? He needs to be that player. And that's what I'm saying. There's so much growth that needs to happen. Can it happen during this offseason? Sure. But that's all I'm saying. If you look at that team, can the Pels be that team? Right now, no. No. I mean, that guy's game is further along, right? I'm not saying that Zion can't. But that's why that athletic story to me, I was like, why? That's terrible timing. It's not sending the right message. And I'm not going to harp on it. But I will. It'll be my Josh Hill. When we come back, Nate Osborne, head coach of your NOLA Gold, the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
Now whip it into shape. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect.
Men, no matter what size she wears, there always comes a day when she says,
"It would definitely be okay if these diamond stud earrings were a little bit bigger."
Thousands of women own a pair of Ramsey's diamond studs.
When your diamond stud earrings come from Ramsey's,
you always get 100% of the current value
when you trade up for a larger pair.
Find her Ramsey's diamond studs and bring them to us.
You'll pay only the difference when you trade up for bigger ones.
If she doesn't have a pair of Ramsey's stud earrings,
you need to fix that.
We have them for as little as $299.
And Ramsey's diamond stud earrings are cut to glitter in the dark.
We're going to package her new diamonds in a fabulous presentation box
and gift wrap it so gorgeously that everyone will take photos
before she even opens it.
And after she opens it?
You the man.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana is Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation. Now we're making it easier than ever to put Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarna in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. Visit Southern Trailer Works in Schriever, between home and Thibodeau, or online at southerntrailerworks.com.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
I'm going to blame the intern. We remember last Thursday. Do you remember the interview with head coach Nate Osborne, Jordan? Do you?
I do.
Really? Coach, how are you? Good afternoon. It's interesting that Jordan remembers the interview with head coach Nate Osborne. Yeah, because it didn't happen. We forgot it was Thursday.
Oh, no. I was sitting by my phone waiting, and just nothing.
It's not funny. It's not funny. We just completely forgot. But you know what? Let's just do it like it was last Thursday. Coach, big game against Toronto, right? Big game against Toronto. And it'd be great if you went and got a win, which you did, 18-12.
We did. Jordan, come on, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? This past week, you go on the road again because after what game was it? It was Utah.
Atlanta.
Right, Atlanta. Yeah, you see, I tried to not think about it. After that, you're on the road the rest of the way. So three straight road wins for you. D.C., yeah. Toronto, and now New England. Coach, what's been the difference?
Mate, we're playing really good rugby. We actually... I think people are calling us the Road Warriors. We're actually really enjoying it. I don't know. It seems like it's a good thing for us to be on the road. Like we love being at home. We love being in front of our fans. And we did play well at home. But the first couple of road games we lost and we didn't play well. And then I don't know. I think we're a team that likes to be the underdogs. We're a team that people say, they got six games on the road. They can't do it. And I think it's kind of driving us to, get on the road and win these games, and it's been great. Actually, the last 3 weeks have been really fun.
When we talked about it right before the Atlanta game, or after the Atlanta game, before you went back on the road, we touched on that, right? I mean, some of the things that you were, I guess, curious to see how you were going to be, not just travel, but doing all those different elements, practicing and doing, and then, you know, going on the road for the rest of the season to try to be a playoff team. Do you think some of the things you thought back then are coming to fruition, team coming together, things of that nature?
Yeah, I think definitely. And I think I mentioned back then, you know, we've got guys that come from all over the world to play and experience America and experience some of these places. And, you know, going to D.C. and being able to go out and look at all the amazing things that are in D.C. And then, you know, we went to Atlanta, which isn't that amazing, but we went there and still got on the road. And then this week up in Boston, you know, like, so just going to different places and, you know, seeing different things. And I think it gets the guys excited and gives them a little bit of energy. So they're not just sitting around waiting for that game to start. You know, we're always, you know, experiencing new things. And I think when you experience new things in life, it, you know, can get you up and get you excited.
Speaking with head coach Nate Osborne of your NOLA Gold, three straight road wins. Coach, that doesn't happen unless, as you said, you're playing good rugby. But part of that reason is some players are playing well as well. Give us some guys that have stepped up for you, not only on the defensive side, but, you know, making sure those tries come at the right time. Because you've won some close games.
We have, yeah. They've all been pretty close. I mean, in the league in general, the games are usually pretty close. I think, you know, Andrew Guerra's been really, really good. Kev Dolan's been great. Dino Waldron, like, so the guys, we lose a bunch of players to international duty right now. So, I think we've got 9 guys that are gone. And a lot of those guys are the guys that were playing really well. But on the flip side of that is that we get a chance to give a bunch of young guys an opportunity this week, against LA. So I'm excited for that. I mean, these are guys that are, been training every day and, you know, busting their butts to, you know, improve every week. And so I'm really excited for them, and I'm excited to see what these young guys can bring to the table this week, because I think it's one of those things. We go into LA, they're the top team, you know, they're the high flyers, and we're playing in the Coliseum, and, you know, all of that's exciting. But I think when you give a bunch of young men an opportunity, I think they can step up, and I think we can get another win on the road here.
Coach, your team is 6. You mentioned they're the top team. They are in first place with 55 total points. You guys have 42. I'm going to ask you about the overall playoff standings here as well, just for folks that maybe don't follow it as much. You know, how many playoff spots? How do you guys look with the schedule you guys got left?
So there's 2 from each conference. There's an East and West conference. We're sitting right now in 3rd spot in our conference. We're 3 points behind New York. But the beauty is that there's 3 games to go, and that last game is actually against New York. So it's one of those things where we've got to keep, you know, winning and hope they lose, like everyone does. And, you know, or if they keep winning, we keep winning, we kind of still own our own destiny. And I think the biggest thing is that it's going to come down to that last week in New York on the road. And if we can get it done, then, you know, and I believe we will, then we will be in the playoffs. It's such a tight competition. It's, I mean, it's one of those things, like in the NFL where you have conferences, you know, where, you know, 8-4-1, you know, could finish the season 11, you know, 11-4-1 and still miss the playoffs. So it's, you know, but on the other side, there's a team that might be like 8-8 get in. So it's different. It only happens in America, the conference system thing. So it takes foreigners and Australians like me a bit of time to understand it, because I blow up every week about it. But, you know, it's one of those things when I say that to the players that, you know, 3 games to go in the season. It's a long season, 16 games, 3 games to go. We win out, we're in. Like, we own our own destiny. We can control ourselves. So that's what we can ask for. You know, it's not one of those things. And I think, you know, looking back on it, it's probably probably a good thing. A couple of years ago, we missed the playoffs. We were the high flyers. We were the LA of the league. We had to win 1 out of the last 4, and we lost all 4 and missed the playoffs. So I think it's good to be chasing. I think, you know, it keeps us on task, and it keeps us, you know, not looking too far ahead. You know, going 1 game at a time and really preparing really well for that game and going there and, you know, doing things that people don't think we can do. I think that's, you know, amazing. I mean, in D.C. when we won, the whole crowd was booing for about 5 minutes while we were on the field, and, you know, I thought that was one of the best moments of my life. I loved every second of it. I thought it was amazing. Hopefully we can have a good crowd at the Coliseum this week. We go down there and we bash them up and get booed again, because I love that. I love that booing. after a win.
Look, anybody that calls themselves the Giltinis and has a martini glass for their logo, I mean, you gotta go beat them. Look, how difficult is it, six straight games to go on the road to end the season already? But I know the Saints and head coach Sean Payton, when they had back-to-back West Coast games, stayed out there. Coach, you got Seattle next week, so you're traveling to L.A. and in Seattle. You guys coming all the way back home, and how much more difficult is that? And knowing that you have to go back to the West Coast and an even further trip to Seattle.
We are coming back home. And I think there's goods and bads of both. You know, I think, you know, staying out there, you could do that. And all those sort of things. But I think, you know, players and coaches and stuff that have families, like, I think coming home for a few days and spending time with your family is just as important. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think the travel's that big a deal, honestly. Like, you get it. The only ones that are bad if you got an early flight. But if you got, like, we don't leave until 3:00 tomorrow. We'll come in and we'll train, we'll eat lunch and like a normal day. And then instead of going home, we'll jump on a plane. And, you know, we're in LA by 7 and, you know, sleep at the hotel and rest up. And then, you know, I don't think it's that big a deal. But it does take a toll on you after a while. Just how tired you get. I guess, you know, it becomes a little bit exhausting. It's always, you know, moving and walking around airports. But we seem to be enjoying it. I think the boys kind of embrace it. I've been enjoying it as well. So, you know, I'd still want to come home and spend some days with my family rather than just be out there. I think, but on the flip side, you know, you probably do get a bit more rest and you probably do get a few more extra days of prep, so you're not traveling to get ready for that game. But we're going to come back this time. You know, we've never had this situation come up, so we'll see how it works. And if it doesn't work out, then, you know, going forward, we might just stay out there.
All right. Well, head coach Nate Osborne of the NOLA Go, looking forward to hanging out with you again. I guess I'll wait to after Seattle. You're busy. You got to go get the win against L.A., then Seattle, and then, you know, the season ender against New York, man. Well, looking forward to talk to you again. I won't forget you next Thursday, I promise.
Thanks, mate. I know you didn't, mate. I know it was Jordan. So
it was absolutely good. Jordan. It was absolutely
I'll take
Jordan.
The blame.
There we go. Thank you.
He sent me a message saying, I'm not going to bring you on today. He said he runs the show. So I was like, all right, mate.
He does act like he runs the show, coach. He really does. Look, honestly, safe travels out there. Go get a win. Three straight road wins. And let's see if we can make it four.
Definitely, mate. Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep, there he goes. Head coach Nate Osborne of your NOLA Gold. Two interesting things just popped up over on Twitter that I will mention as we go into break that I think is, as I said, interesting. I don't know if you saw yesterday at the end of the game, Chris Paul got pushed in the back.
Yes.
And apparently he is Patrick Beverley. Mm-hmm. This per Crispy Haynes over on Twitter from Yahoo Sports. By the way, great job for TNT on the sideline, huh? Like, he needs to be the number one sideline guy for TNT. I think he does a great job, honestly. I really, really, really like him. I guess no one's asking me, but.
Yeah.
Mark Jones and Doris Burke, please make them the TV A team for ESPN. Van Grumpy, Mark, I'm falling asleep, Jackson, and Breen. They're terrible. I'm sorry. Y'all may like them. It's the worst A-team broadcast. They're just terrible. Anyway.
Oh, I'm glad I asked.
I mean, the highlights that you put out there, that's Mark and Doris. Doris is really good. Really, really good. Van Grumpy is grumpy. And all they do is fight. They're like the two old men from the Muppets. Jackson Van Grumpy. And Breen bangs every 2 seconds. Bang here, bang.
Oh, you said there was two things that just popped up.
You're right. I'm sorry. Patrick Beverley will face a suspension to start next season for that dangerous behind-the-back push on Chris Paul per Crispy Haynes.
Man.
What are you doing?
I saw Dino on Twitter this morning, and I agree with him 100%. I mean, you're chirping all.
You're the guy that's chirping everywhere.
Literally throughout the entire playoffs.
If Chris Paul tells you something, you're going to go do that?
And now you're going to, you know.
Nah, dude.
With 10 seconds left in the game, you're going to push a guy in the back.
In all honesty, you can sit there and say, oh, you can get hurt. Dude, you can get a little whiplash on your neck. You can. You honestly could mess something up. The second tweet, Joe Burrow just tweeted 24 minutes ago. Exciting time for college athletes. Most excited for non-scholarship athletes. who may have been working jobs outside of sports to make ends meet. Free meals, sponsored posts, signings will make their lives a lot easier. Long overdue. Your former LSU national champion quarterback and Cincinnati Bengals starter. When we come back, Will Guillory will chat with him, Pelicans writer for The Athletic. What does he think of the Suns and also the coaching search? And Damian Lillard. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business. And be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more. All with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you're looking for a little more out of your engine. Some fuel treatment could help. Right now, we've got buy one, get one free on Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? Don't worry. You can join the program fast here at the store or on AutoZone.com. Get what you need fast and get the job done easier.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Patrick Beverley tweeting just minutes ago after the news came out that he will face a suspension at the start of the season next year, saying, apologizing to Chris Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, so tweeted this a few minutes ago. Emotions got the best of me last night, gang. My bad, wasn't meant for you. Congrats on making it to the finals. Best of luck with a crossed finger emoji.
I will never shove Will Guillory like that in the back. I have no ill will towards this.
Wasn't meant for you.
No.
I saw the name on the back of your jersey.
No, I wouldn't stop.
And
it.
I'm going to hit someone when they're not looking. But you
Will,
know,
good afternoon, sir. How are
push
you?
Push someone.
Yeah, I'm known to do a little bit of flopping around the gym like you see, you know. But, hey, nobody's ever pushed me in my back. So, thankfully, hopefully we can keep that streak going.
I'll say this, man, that series, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but the Western Conference, man, you have to truly earn your way to the finals. Even down Kawhi Leonard, that Clipper team, I just felt like every 5 seconds, man, Reggie Jackson earned an $80 million deal, you know, man earned a deal. They're a tough team to put away. I credit Ty Lue, and I mean, the Suns had to earn it, huh, Will, to get to the finals.
No question, man. And again, it tells you how deep the West is. We're talking about a West that had Anthony Davis was hurt. Stephen Curry didn't even make it into the final eight. Jamal Murray was missing from Denver. And it still felt like, you're exactly right, it still felt like Phoenix had to fight and scratch and claw their way to get out of the West. And I think that's what made it even more special for CP, that they had to do it, you know, in L.A., in Staples Center, where he had so many of those previous playoff failures. And to achieve it, you know, the way he did, scoring 41 points, man, that was just a special moment for Chris Paul. And to see him do this, you know, this deep into his career, it says a lot about, you know, his determination and what he's done to kind of get his body back right, you know, after so many years where his body failed him in the playoffs, frankly.
I think what's interesting, too, is, and I know there's a lot of people here in New Orleans that remember very vividly how that departure happened. And it went, and look, let's be honest, it's one of the guys that comes up when we start talking about Zion now, right? CP, AD, now Zion, all this stuff. But they're different people, I guess, to an extent. And I can root from that. I called them CP me for a while. And, you know.
That's more of a joke.
Yeah, exactly. But you see what he's gone through and to see how much it means. It's hard to not root for somebody when you literally see them in tears because of everything you had to get. And you throw money in there as well. I don't know. How has your view of Chris Paul changed, I guess, since when he was here to now? Or has it?
Man, I'll tell you, I think, you know, you said it, the CP situation leaving here was different because that's back when the ownership thing was in flux. You know, they had the whole basketball reasons thing go down. He was supposed to get traded to the Lakers. Then Davis started jumping in and said no, and then he ended up getting traded to the Clippers. So it was kind of more understandable why he wanted to get out of New Orleans, the point he did. But I think, man, I just thought, you know, just like I mentioned before, just seeing how many times he came up short in the playoffs, it was kind of felt like he was destined to be the next guy on that list, the list that, you know, Charles Barkley always, you know, laments, the list with Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing. We can name the guys, you know, every year when it comes down to playoff times, the greatest players ever to not get the ring. And it felt like CP was kind of destined to be on that list. And he was probably even a tier below because he never made it to the finals. You know, at least Barkley made it once. Patrick Ewing made it to the finals. CP never even got out of the conference finals. And to see him kind of do it this way on a team where, you know, a few years ago, the Suns were the team that were the joke in the NBA. Devin Booker was the star everybody had in the trade machine waiting for him to get out of Phoenix. And now to see them win the West, it says so much about CP as a leader, the way he's lifted those guys up. And you mentioned it, Monty Williams is a coach. It kind of shows how much bringing the stability of a real coach who knows what he's doing to lead young guys, how meaningful it can be for a franchise. Like I said, that people thought was a joke a couple years ago. They were the team, but we were looking at that starting five like, really? That's the guys you're putting around an all-star and Devin Booker? And now they got a legit chance of putting a banner up in Phoenix, which is something that, you know, nobody thought was even a possibility a couple years ago.
Well, we all heard the high praise that almost everyone had for Devin Booker last night, especially Chris Paul in the words that he had to say when he was talking to Rachel Nichols on the court. But I want to go look at it from a Zion perspective. How can Zion get to the level where Devin Booker is at right now, where Zion's looked at in the league as, you know, maybe a older superstar wants to come play for New Orleans and wants to come play alongside of him because what he's just, you know, done impactful in the league?
I would say it's two things. First off, it's something CP mentioned, that it's not just a determination you see in Devin Booker, and in particular the way he's developed his offensive game, where it doesn't really matter what type of guy you put on Devin Booker. He can score in the post. He can score on the perimeter. He can score pick and roll. I think that's the key to being successful in playoff basketball, is regardless of the matchup, knowing how to get your points, knowing how to be efficient in what you're doing. And I think it was so impressive for Devin Booker. And remember, this is his first playoff run. This is the first time he's ever been to the playoffs. Going to the final, just seeing the way he was able to respond regardless of what other teams try to do to slow him down. Even during those games when CP was out, he was still finding ways to be effective. And it says so much about his just offensive development and the way he's grown. And I think going through those years where the Suns were trash, it forced him to learn how to play the point guard position, learn how to deal with double teams and all that kind of stuff. I think that all led to this point. And the other part is defensively. Something we always talk about is Zion, where you saw, especially in this Clippers series, part of the game plan was, hey, let's try to target Devin Booker. Let's see if we can wear him down, see if we can score some points on him. And it didn't work. Devin Booker held his own. He played really well defensively, and I think that's one of the main reasons Phoenix made it to the finals, because I think they're the best defensive team left out of all of these teams. And Devin Booker's a part of that. Because he's not a target. He's not a weakness in that defense. He's able to hold his own. And I think that's the two things I would say Zion needs to learn: how to be effective against regardless of the matchup, and learning how to not be a target on defense.
Yeah, you know, we were talking a little bit about Booker. Speaking with Will Guillory at The Athletic, covers the Pelicans. I was referencing, you know, we had a caller say, hey, could the Pelicans have gotten Chris Paul back and stuff? I say, well, first he had the 40 mil. I mean, that was an issue. But then, as you heard yesterday, you know, the last couple of days, well, it was pretty apparent that Chris Paul had his eyes set on Phoenix for a while, and in particular because he wanted to play with Devin Booker, which led me to have the discussion about Zion is, you know, with the article you guys came out a couple of weeks ago and where he's at and what kind of help you can get here. He needs to get to the Booker level to where players want to come play with him, and there's more game that needs to grow there, right? I mean, like, there's a reason Chris Paul wanted to go there. Yes, there's money and there's other things, but the way they speak about Devin Booker, what he can do, I think that's still where this team needs to go. You still need to find a head coach, still need to find its identity, and its star player still needs to refine his game to be to that level before, quote-unquote, star athletes want to come here.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to the point I made earlier. I think part of the reason why so many stars have, you know, developed this respect for Devin Booker is because they've seen his game grow throughout the years. I mean, the guy Devin Booker is now, he wasn't anywhere close to that guy when he first came in the league. I mean, he was, you know, a guy that people were comparing to Klay Thompson as this three-point sniper, and now he's this guy who's got this, like, Kobe Bryant bag where he can kind of get to that mid-range. He can post guys up. He's hitting all of these clutch shots. I think that's something that people have really grown to respect about Devin Booker's game, how much work he's put in to develop into the superstar he's becoming. I think that's kind of the thing people are looking at now with Zion, is that we know, you know, he's an extreme talent. He's a once-in-a-lifetime type of, you know, physical dominant being on the court. But now how can you take all of those God-given talents and develop it into, you know, more basketball skill, having being able to hit those 15-footers that we talked about all season,
right,
being able to have, be a ball handler in pick-and-roll situations, reading defenses, reacting to double teams. I think this is all stuff that we're going to see Zion develop, you know, over these next few years. And if he continues to grow, I think you're going to see more stars looking around and say, I want to play with that guy. Because, I mean, remember, this is a dude that averaged 27 a game on 60% shooting last year. So if you're a star that wants to play with Zion, you know, you're going to get a lot of shots because he doesn't need a whole lot to get his. I mean, he's going to put up points pretty easily on most nights. So I think it's just a matter of seeing the other parts of his game develop, and I think he'd be the prime type of guy anybody would want to play with because he's not begging for shots. He doesn't care about how many right. shots he's getting up, and he's going to put up 30 on like 12 attempts. So there's plenty to go around for everybody else.
A couple more minutes here with Will Guillory at The Athletic, covers the Pelicans. Look, I who's going to coach him? Because, you know, we've got Jacques Vaughn kind of pulled out of it. We've heard the name Charles Lee. Yesterday, Willie Green kind of seemed to be a name that kind of popped up. Marcus Spears of ESPN reporting that Brandon Ingram and Trajan Langdon were at the game yesterday together and watching. How close do you think we are to hearing who the new head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans is?
I think we're relatively close. I think we're getting there. I think, you know, the Jacques Vaughn news was pretty surprising for a lot of people because I think, you know, he was going through the process of talking to different teams, and it seemed like, you know, after his experience last year with that Brooklyn Nets team, it felt like he was kind of ready for his opportunity and for him to pull out the way he did. I think that was pretty surprising. But I think Charles Lee is a guy to keep an eye on. I posted something about him yesterday and the work he's done. I mean, it's crazy to think that guy is 36 years old and has a legit shot at becoming an NBA coach. I mean, he's risen up the ranks so quickly. And you got to give him credit for the work he's done with that Milwaukee Bucks team. And Willie Green, I think, is a very interesting name. You know, if he comes, if they can, you know, win a title there in Phoenix, I mean, that'll be really interesting to bring in another coach the same way they kind of did with Alvin Gentry, fresh off a championship run, to make him the new head coach for your young superstar. I think that'll be really interesting. But, yeah, I think the names are starting to dwindle down. I think Willie Green's a name to keep an eye on. I believe they've interviewed Mike D'Antoni already. That would be a really interesting name if they were able to bring him into the fold. But I think it's getting close. I just think they want to wait until these playoffs are over where they can have some face-to-face meetings with this guy, with these guys. And I think that's when they'll be able to really, you know, make a concrete decision.
Okay. It's a little timeline there. Final question for you tonight. You got Bucks and Hawks. Are you surprised it's 2-2? And who do you like tonight?
Man, the question is, are we actually going to see any All-Stars on the court?
Yeah,
Giannis is already out. I guess Chris Middleton's going to play, so that's one. Trae Young, he's iffy. Maybe he'll go, maybe he won't. But, I mean, I can't remember a game this big. You know, Game 5, we know how big these Game 5s are, and possibly both teams' best player won't be on the court. That's rough, and it just says a lot, you know, about this season and all the injuries and stuff like that. But, man, I just feel like Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, they got to find a way to win this game at home, especially after seeing that Phoenix celebration last night. You got to feel like those guys are starting to smell blood in the water and kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel for their finals run as well. So I think they're going to come out really aggressive tonight, and I think the Bucks have to find a way to win that game, because the last thing they want to do is go into the A and have, you know, Waka Flocka, Big Boy, Outkast, everybody in the building ready to celebrate. Because, man, I'm telling you, if the A is one win away from the title and they're in that building, it's going to be every rapper you ever heard of in there. Yes. Go crazy.
No doubt. Will, there's no way Nate McMillan's not going to be the head coach in Atlanta, huh?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's done an unbelievable job with that team. And I think specifically what we talk about all the time with Zion, the relationship he's developed with Trae Young. I think that's clinched him there, the way he's been able to help Trae see the game in a much big picture perspective. I think he's the perfect coach for that situation, and they would be crazy to let him go.
Will Guillory covers the Pelicans and the NBA for the Athletic. Always a pleasure, man, when we get the chat.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys, and I'm telling you, if Atlanta wins this game, I might catch the next thing. Well, I can hear the building. I'm trying to see what it's like.
Southwest, Delta, it's beautiful right there. It's like an hour and 5 minute flight. Super easy, man. Super easy. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, indeed, man.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Will.
There he goes. Will Guillory. Quick break. We come back. Another quarterback has inked an endorsement deal in the state of Louisiana. I'll let you know who that is. We come back to Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
To tell you, for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodeau.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Coco's Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland is open and ready to please you. They have daily lunch specials Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mouth-watering Mexican food daily with delicious specialty dishes like coconut shrimp tacos, Baja fish tacos. Plus try the trio burritos or a carne asada. Coco's Mexican has happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. Delivery service from waiters also available. They're located on Highway 1 in Raceland next to the post office. Coco's.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Happy NIL Day, Jordan. How surprised are you, if at all, that if I told you the most followed college athlete is actually an LSU Tiger?
Oh, no, I saw that, yeah.
Oh, you know who that is?
Yeah, over on TikTok.
You follow her, don't you?
No, I don't.
Be honest.
I don't.
You can be honest.
I forgot what her name was already.
You forgot her name. 5 million people know who she is.
Starts with an L.
Wow.
I think.
Really? With an L? You know what I mean? Olivia Dunn.
Olivia.
Yeah.
Gymnast. Had an L on it.
Freshman gymnast for LSU.
Must be nice.
She was referenced by the associate athletic director that Matt Moscona interviewed yesterday, right before 3:30. She flat out said she's going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars because of her social media. Her TikTok page has like 3 million followers or something. Her Instagram has two, so together everything is like five.
She's almost hitting. She has 3.9 million.
So yeah.
She's almost hit.
But,
yeah.
You know, and again, I don't get it. I'm of the older gen, you know, but you know the phrase and the term influencers. Like, yeah. There's people's jobs to just put these little videos out of them either dancing, she's doing gymnastic stuff out on the beach, or this is what I'm wearing or whatever, and people follow it. And when you have 5 million people that will literally follow, hey, I ate this today, I went here today, this is what I do. Again,
I drink this, I drink
the
that.
The associate athletic director flat out said she will make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Another big thing that was kind of I know a few years back I was like watching like some YouTube video, mm-hmm. and it's just like he had to choose, like these kids had to choose between like either pursuing YouTube as like a career or pursue like athletics mm-hmm. in college because the NCAA wouldn't allow their students
Correct.
To make money off of
Correct.
YouTube. And a lot of these guys could be making really good money sticking with their YouTube career, but they'd have to give up football or, you know, any sport that they were playing in order to do so. So it's very interesting to see how it's going to be handled from that perspective. I think there's going to be a lot more players, you know, being more of this like social media content, like producer, not only with like mm-hmm. TikTok or Twitter, but I think also like video making and YouTube.
Yeah, no doubt. Fletcher also interviewed Darren Rovell. You know that name for a while. Covers the sports business side of things now for the Action Network. It's been on ESPN, CBS, you name it. But he was asked specifically this. This is how I feel. I honestly believe this. I do think if you're Olivia, if you're Miles Brennan, and the latest this afternoon, Levi Lewis, starting quarterback for the Ragin' Cajuns, signing a deal to promote East Lafayette's campaign showcasing the area's locally owned restaurants. So he will do commercials to promote that and be paid for it. He says, I'm excited to announce my first partnership with Lafayette Travel and Eat Lafayette to promote our area's locally owned restaurants. Blessed to represent the world's best cuisines in the Acadiana region. The culture is real. It feels great to be leading the way in this brand new NIL reality and showing what is possible here in Lafayette. I think that's the key here. Just like when I bring up arguments or instances where you talk about, you know, should a kid stay in school? And you go, well, LeBron, you know, you're famous for that. You'll bring in the literal Hall of Famer that's transcended. There's hundreds of thousands of other kids that don't make it or aren't ever going to be there. I do think, like, there's a lot today is being made of Reggie publicly asking back for his Heisman, wanting his records to be reinstated, all that stuff. Yes, there's Reggie. A lot was made yesterday. Leonard Fournette, you know, Buga Nation and all that, how much he could have sold those t-shirts. Remember the fad that was for a bit. He had to give back money. The NCAA made him give back money for those shirts sold. Which was kind of remarkable because it had nothing other than just his family just printed shirts. But I guess since he was a college athlete, he couldn't do it. I still to this day don't understand that. It didn't say anything about LSU. It didn't say Tiger. This. It literally just said B-U-G-G. You're going to have those cases. I don't think everybody is going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars richer. Or millionaires.
Not everyone.
It's just not going to happen.
A handful.
A handful of your top players are. And yes, you're going to have, so we were joking during a break. You know what they did today in Tuscaloosa, right? And in other top universities, probably in Baton Rouge. There's a lunch somewhere at a restaurant and around a big table, all of the fat pocket guys or ladies were sitting around. And maybe I'm joking. Maybe I'm more accurate than I'm joking.
I think you're more accurate.
Clebear Construction. You got defensive backs.
Here's a check for.
No, wait, here's a blank check.
No,
well, I'm just saying we're going to sign different parts of town and different donors to be able to have, you know, so I can come to you, a Jordan Kleber of Kleber Construction. We really love this defensive back over at Ohio State. He has a $20,000 endorsement over there. Next year, the transfer portal, can we come up with a little bit more? And Jordan, you then say 50 on the table. And guess what happens? He's probably going to transfer for a bigger deal. The transfer portal is now going to quadruple.
Is that how recruiters are just going to start recruiting now?
I think it's changing how you're going to be a coach. You're going to be as much as a solicitor as you are a coach as well. Because if I know I can go get players now in the recruiting portal, I mean, in the transfer portal, or to secure my recruits.
So now we're letting, like, what, Church's Chicken decide if this player is going to be coming to LSU or not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't think there's a group of people right now sitting down at lunch over in Tuscaloosa?
I know there is.
Divvying it up.
But it just sucks that's D-line. How it is now.
I got D-line.
It's stupid how it is.
Cat and Gale t-shirts, linebackers, man. When we bring in the linebacker, I need to know I got to deal with you. Ready to go. If you're not doing it as a university, something's wrong with you.
Oh, no.
If I'm Tulane, I'm any of these schools, I'm absolutely now getting the people that I was soliciting money to try to build a building. I guarantee you there will be an official staffer now at every school whose job is to coordinate this. Who are my guys I can go to? When Coach Fritz or Coach O says, man, we really love this Kleber kid. Incredible tight end. Here's the problem. He told my coach, Mississippi State, that he has two offers right now. One's a chicken place, the other's a car wash. Totaling 75 if he signs. He's going to make 75 grand in endorsements. I need to top it. And then that guy's going to grab his notebook and hold on a second. You know what? This car dealership here, they're good. They're good for 20. I'm telling you, that's what it's going to be. Now again, it's just the top players, man. I don't see, you know, it's going to completely our question of the day. Is it going to, you know, implode, destroy, nuke,
change the landscape,
college sports as we know it? I think there's going to be a lot of excitement right now. Everyone's going to try to tie certain people up to certain things. But as I said, and I'll explain when we come back, being in the industry and the business that we are in, I just have a certain view of just really how big that pie is going to be and where that money is actually going to go. We'll get into that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Get more out of summer when you get more from the Home Depot and trusted brands like Behr Paint. Beat the summer heat by taking on a paint project indoors and keep things cool with 4th of July savings on paint and all the supplies you need. We're making sure now